There's a bare light bulb hanging over the fire engines at fire station number 6 in Livermore, California. May not look like much, but this light is famous. It's been burning for more than 100 years. The bulb's longevity landed it in Ripley's Believe It or Not and the Guinness Book of World Records. Deputy Fire Chief Tom Bramble is in charge of taking care of the light. He says a resident donated it to the fire department around the turn of the century, the one before the last one.
You have to take yourself back to the late 1800s and realize that there weren't very many light bulbs in existence, so it was a novelty to have a light bulb.
The hand-blown bulb was crafted by the now-defunct Shelby Electric Company of Shelby, Ohio. Originally, it lit a room that housed fire hoses and horse carts. The bulb only puts out about 4 watts, but back then, Bramble says, that was enough.
The glow was like a toaster, and it would give them enough light to light the lanterns so they could respond to an emergency.
At times, the future of the antique bulb seemed dim. In 1976, the city opened a new firehouse and had to move the light. It was taken to its new home by a police escort, complete with red lights and sirens.
Got to the location, and the city electrician installed the light bulb and made the connection. It took about 22 or 23 minutes, and it didn't come back on. And there was a gasp in the crowd. And the city electrician, as good all electricians do, he grabbed the switch and jiggled it, and it went on, and it's been on ever since.
Bramble says he's often asked the obvious question, why hasn't the bulb burned out? He says there are probably a few reasons. The filament is made of carbon instead of tungsten, which makes it burn longer. The firehouse never gets power surges, and they never turn it off.
But the reality is that it's probably just a freak of nature here. This is just one in a millions of light bulbs that is just going to keep on going and going.
And Deputy Fire Chief Tom Bramble expects the light will still be working long after he's retired.